Ben, welcome back to Sioux Falls. Certainly a fan favorite. You've produced well here in Sioux Falls. What was the decision, the reason why you came back?
Well, I've always loved playing here. The only reason I left is because people in the know, supposedly, air quotes on radio, people that knew baseball said that, you know, this league was the second best league. And, you know, no matter how well I did here, it wasn't as good as just me doing well over there in the Atlantic League I'm talking about. And then even talking to teams from overseas like Taiwan, Japan, Korea, they didn't really care what your numbers were here if you weren't in the Atlantic League. So I took that to heart, you know, whether or not that was right or not, we'll see. But they said, go play in the Atlantic League. So I found a job. Mike actually found me a job over there, and I did well. And within my first four starts, I got a job in Taiwan. And then I had 3 good months over there, came back to the Atlantic League. We lost in the playoffs, and then, you know, I was happy with my experience there and everything, but I was just really looking forward to coming back to Sioux Falls.
Did you feel like you maybe had something to prove to other people, or maybe something to prove to yourself, knowing that that was, you know, that was the league that you had to go in to maybe validate that you're as good as everybody's seen here?
Yeah, I think, you know, you always say, you know, don't believe what other people say, but, you know, as a competitor, it gets to you, you know, because, like, I think I'm good, and I kind of wanted to play at the highest level I was able to play at. You know, I can't play in the big leagues, but I just want to play at the highest level that I'm capable of playing at, and that was what everyone said it was. Atlantic League, Taiwan, all that stuff, and I did it, and I did really well, and so now that's put to bed, and now I can come back and be comfortable, have fun, and stay in town.
Over the last few years, you've been a busy guy when it comes to baseball, not only playing a full year, whether it's the American Association or the Atlantic League, mm-hmm. but you need to go down to Australia and play. Yep. I mean, how was the arm? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I've been averaging about 300 innings a year, but I don't throw hard.
Does that concern you?
No, I don't throw hard, so it doesn't matter, you know. Just throw below hitting speed and make them hit it at people, you know. So, yeah, the arm's fine, staying in shape, you know, and I come in and I don't need all the spring training reps that everyone else does, because my arm, my last start in Australia was, you know, 3 weeks ago, so I'm good to go.
Tell us about the Australia. What happened during the last season?
Last year we made the playoffs for the first time, and I played on a different team than I played on the first 2 years. We made the playoffs for the first time in 17 years, and it was really good for, like, the community and stuff. It was pretty cool. They got really behind us, because Australia in baseball, Australia is like the ninth most popular sport. Bocce ball is well out of that. And so just being in the playoffs, you know, it made people come out and see, oh, what's this strange thing, you know, this baseball stuff. And it got little kids excited, and, you know, the community really backed us pretty well.
Do you feel at that point, because it doesn't have that popularity maybe there that it has here, that you're kind of a quote-unquote ambassador of the game and spread all the goodwill and all that fun stuff that everybody talks about?
Yeah, they actually they got me and another American that was on the team. They got us to go out into the outback, like the official outback, and go to the schools they have for the Aboriginal kids and go and teach them the game, because they know what cricket is. They know what basketball and soccer and Aussie rules football is, but they don't know what baseball is. So we went out there, and kids loved it. You know, they had a good time, and it was a cool experience meeting all them and doing all that stuff.
What about Taiwan? What was it like playing baseball there?
I love Taiwan. The baseball, I hated it. Like, it was just, they play the classic Japanese-style baseball where, you know, small ball, bunt, hit and run, but they took it to the most extreme, where basically what I tell these guys is, if they played like we play over here, I wouldn't have lasted a week, because they're better than me. They're better players than I am. But since they just give me outs every other at-bat by bunting and hitting and running and stuff, like, I was able to do well. So they're very, very talented, but I could not stand the way they played. Guy in first, one out, they're sack bunting him over. Try to get the guy second, try to bloop it into right field. You know, I just couldn't understand it. Every game was 2-1. Every game was 1-0. It was just, we're in batting practice, they're hitting balls farther than I've seen humans hit balls before. And, you know, it's just, but the crowd was good, you know, 10,000, 15,000 people a game.
The money wasn't too bad either, was it?
The money was more than I deserved, yep, absolutely. So it was good. I'm really happy I went, but, you know, I don't think I'd go back, no.
Why the decision to come back to Sioux Falls?
I just love playing baseball, and I love Mike and Steve and Andy, the coaching staff, you know.
And you live here?
And, well, sort of, yeah. I live here, and you know, it's just a nice place to play. And, you know, I'm going to play as long as they tell me I'm good enough. And then after that, I'm going to try to hang around some more.
what have you seen so far with the pitching staff? You got about half of the guys back from last year.
The one thing that I've seen, you know, I wasn't here last year, but the difference between this spring training and other spring trainings is that we have a lot of older guys that are pitchers. Where usually Steve likes to bring in younger guys and mix in one or two veteran guys. This year we have a lot of guys that have 4 or 5 years of minor league experience in the pitching staff. And the hitters are mostly the young guys. So we'll see how that dynamic works. But right now, on paper, as much as that means, or as little as that means, the pitching staff should be the strength of this club, which is different than we've had here.